Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Bonjour à tous, I am Montaigne and please will you join me on Eurovision from the 19th to the 23rd of May on SBS.
Well, today we are pleased to have Montaigne in the studio with us all the way in Sydney. Bonjour, how are you, Montaigne?
Bonjour, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm talking to you, and it's always a pleasure to talk Eurovision. It always comes back every year almost. This year is a bit of a different story because you're not traveling to the destination, but you are representing Australia from here, from home soil.
Correct. Yes. Can't go.
So, what does it mean to you to be able to represent Australia at something like the Eurovision? We know now it's been a few years SBS is broadcasting the Eurovision. It's also been less, but another few years that we have competitors in there. What does that mean to you as an artist?
I guess it's a vote of faith that people chose me to do this and chose me to do this 2 years in a row. That's pretty nice. Being an individual representing a whole country in my field, that's pretty cool. That's pretty special, I would say.
What's your relationship with French? Because I believe you've learned a little bit. Vous parlez un tout petit peu de français.
Je parle un peu de français, mais je n'utilise pas souvent. When I was in high school, I started French in year 7 from the beginning, and I had a knack for it sort of immediately, which was great. And so when sort of year 10 came around, you could choose your electives and stuff, I continued French, and I did French extension. I did quite well and came first in my year and stuff like that. I've always just like had a bit of a knack for language, and I really loved French and was quite good at it. And I sort of continued on in university for a semester, but then dropped out of university after the semester. And this is now 7 years ago. And I haven't really like spoken consistent French or any French really since then. So my French is quite rusty, but that's sort of my main connection to French. And also my father, his mother is French, however she was raised in Argentina, so she doesn't speak French, and she speaks Spanish and English. So my sister's boyfriend, actually her long-term partner, is also French. He's from Lille.
So there's a bit of a French relationship, so I certainly you have this European relationship as well. Talk to us about the song itself, and what's your Eurovision story?
My Eurovision story. Well, I was asked to do Eurovision Australia Decides years ago, but at the time just sort of wasn't prepared for that reality, and then was asked again to do it at the end of 2019, and I was kind of like, okay, sure, I'll give it a shot. I'm ready to do it now, and sort of hustled together a song for Australia Decides, which is happening within like 2 months, and a performance and all of that. And then just like, what Australia Decides, I guess. Like it was something I was like willing to give a crack, not expecting necessarily anything out of it. So it was kind of not an accident, because obviously I threw my hat in the ring, but I just didn't necessarily expect to be Australia's Eurovision representative. And then, you know, you commence the hard work of like trying to get a good performance together, going through meetings and storyboard reviews and all that stuff. And then the coronavirus pandemic happened, and that was kind of a full stop at the end of that sentence. And sort of just had to do all of the Eurovision tasks that we could remotely and online and across the pond and across many ponds. And and then this year was kind of, I mean, once that happened, there was sort of discussion about whether or not I'd go again, and ultimately we decided yes, so we'll go again. This year happened, and then because coronavirus is still there in the world, there were all these contingency plans that needed to be made for Eurovision, which meant that this year's Eurovision was like, I think, a bit more work than Eurovision usually is, because we had to come up with like a second recorded performance within the time that we also should have been like preparing for a final Eurovision performance. And ultimately that final Eurovision performance is for me, not necessarily happening, not the one on stage in Rotterdam, because I'm not going anymore, and we're submitting that live on tape. So it's been like an interesting, unpredictable journey for me, I'd say.
So in terms of your expectation, there's the semi-final and there's the finals. Where do you think you'll end up, but what's your target? I guess target is to be in the final. Do you have a top five, a top three, a winning? Do you go with a competitive spirit in this?
Definitely competitive spirit. I'd love to win. Wouldn't we all? Like,
we'd love you to win. We'd love you to win, to be honest.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, like, yeah, we'll see. I understand that Technicolor, my entrance, is quite contentious in the community. I think there's a real split between people who love it and people who find it noisy and abhorrent.
But that's already a good start for Eurovision.
Exactly. I'm really proud of what I've done, and you know, hopefully, I place well, make it to the final, and get in the top 10. But we'll just have to see, especially having fewer resources available to us for that final performance than people who actually go to the Netherlands will have.
So what can we wish you for the experience? Because you still hopefully have part of the experience, but is there anything specific that you want to come out of this Eurovision for you, for your career as a person as well?
I think I've already gotten a lot out of it. I think I'm a fairly introverted, somewhat anxious person, and participating in Eurovision at all has been an exercise in getting myself out of my shell and doing things that make me feel uncomfortable. And I think the fact that I've done all of that is an accomplishment in and of itself, because I find it fundamentally nerve-wracking and scary. So as regards personal challenge, I feel I've done it, which is great. I'd love to come away with a few more fans of my music than I did before, and I think I've already done that as well. So, you know, whatever the outcome is from the final performance, I'll be stoked, I'm sure. And I don't know, it's kind of just a fun thing to add to your history, right? One day when I have children, I can be I was in Eurovision 2 times during a pandemic.
You're pretty much the only Australian that have been twice, you know?
Yeah, which is cool.
That's cool absolutely. Too. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. I know you've got a very busy day ahead of you, busy days ahead of you. Best of luck for everything, and we'll surely have a keen eye for you on the night.
No problem, merci.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.